Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Have you seen it? An eagle majestically soaring across the sky when, surprisingly, blackbirds pester it and drive it away. How often have we, like Moses in our text, like those blackbirds, pestered the Lord and drive him away? The Lord, you will recall, had appeared to Moses at the burning bush, directed him to go to set his people free from bondage. Moses pestered the Lord. Who am I? The Lord revealed the wrong focus in that. I am your who. But Moses pestered the Lord. Who are you? I am who I am. I am the living, unchanging, loving Lord. Moses still pestered the Lord. But who are these people? They are my redeemed children. Yet Moses pestered the Lord again. You are not enough. He demanded more. A different message. I met a man named Mick recently. Growing up in a foreign feudal state, his life was quite a torment. His grandfather, father, and brother were all murdered in an ongoing feud. He'd spent his whole life fearfully looking over his shoulder, even while he was still trying to get even. And then he was marked for death by tyrannical priests. He accepted the alternative of military service for his death sentence, but his company of soldiers was then in a foreign country surrounded, sold out by one of their own, and massacred. He managed to hide and escape. But now, he's in a foreign land, no place to turn, starving. He was desperate also for spiritual comfort. And so he listened to a priest who assured him that he could win God's help by dedicating himself to the saints. They would intercede for him. So he began his daily rituals to barter God's favor. And then he began hearing inner voices. They convinced him that God was now favorable towards him, that he would help. And yet, every problem of life brought then the predicament for him. I must not have done enough. And every time those inner voices were silenced, it brought the fear, he must have rejected me now. You see, he did not know the Lord I am. The Lord who cannot be manipulated, bartered, or bought. For all of those things are blackbirds pestering the Lord, driving him away. The Lord gives us grace, not through inner voices, but through Christ Jesus. His covenant provides the forgiveness of your sins and saving righteousness, which never changes, is never withdrawn. Listen to how chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 15, applies this. I am who I am. This is my name forever. This is my memorial to all generations. Nick was demanding more than the Lord's name. The God of forgiving grace. And so found only much less. Similarly, Moses was pestering the Lord with his four excuses. Finally, you're not enough. Spurning the Lord of grace. Moses and Nick both needed to learn that the Lord can only be found in His name. What is that? The revelation of Himself and His saving grace. The gospel word. I am the forgiveness of your sins. Your life. Yes, in times past, God did reveal Himself in various ways through the prophets. But whenever He did that through a voice or a vision, it was accompanied, as with Moses at the burning bush, by signs and by speaking in full agreement with His gracious name. Demonic voices and visions are misleading, then silent, uncertain, changing, condemning. What a marvelous gift we have in that the New Testament has revealed that the Lord's revelation is now complete in His Son. We have something more sure than looking for inner voices or visions. And in fact, any voices or visions claiming to give a new revelation from the Lord since the time of the apostles is nothing but demonic. The Lord's name, His revelation of His grace, what did verse 15 say? Is His memorial forever. It's never silent. It's unchanging, never failing to assure you that your Father has made you His holy children through faith in Christ crucified for your sins. And yet Moses still pestered the Lord, provoking Him to anger. I am slow of speech. You're not enough. They won't believe in me. I will not do it. The Lord's word of grace, spurned, is finally lost. And with how many excuses have we also spurned the word of grace? Telling the Lord He's not enough. We're not willing to do what He wants. Blackbirds pestering an eagle are with one wrong move caught in his talons. Yes, there are blackbirds that can get away with pestering an eagle, but no one gets away with pestering the Lord. Pestering the Lord, driving Him away, we will never escape by our quickness or merit, but only by His grace. So driving the Lord away with our pestering excuses or with our reliance on rituals and inner voices, both of them leave us in the talons of death. But the Lord I am, with His unchanging grace, notice, was still calling Moses. He's still calling you. to lift you up on wings of an eagle, on that unchanging promise, I am your forgiveness, your life. That is my name, my memorial forever. All that you need. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 54, stanzas 1 and 3.